Baby food pouches, those really convenient, less messy option for many parents, could be contributing to obesity and causing dental problems, reckons our next guest. The squeezable pouches are hugely popular with parents, but new research is going to look at whether babies are getting more than they need to eat through them and whether it's potentially exposing their teeth to acids and sugar. To tell us more about what's under the microscope, I'm joined by Otago University Associate Professor Anne-Louise Heath, who has been given a grant from the Health Research Council for this work. Hi, Anne-Louise.
Kia ora, GC.
Kia ora. We should begin by saying these are tremendously convenient products, right?
Absolutely. And that's really why we need to do this work. There have been some concerns about whether there might be some health issues, but they really are convenient for busy families. So before we give anyone any advice, we need to make sure we're certain, really, whether there are health problems or, in fact, maybe health benefits.
Why are you interested in this topic?
I think basically because there's been such a huge change in two different ways in terms of the types of foods that are being fed to New Zealand infants and the ways in which they're being fed. So we started out looking at baby-led weaning, and we're going to continue that work in the study. But also there are these baby food pouches that seem to have exploded onto the market. I mean, we did this an audit at a major supermarket chain last year, and 70% of the baby foods being offered were now being offered in pouches instead of in jars and in cans. And in fact, when I did a quick look myself at my local supermarket yesterday, I reckon it's even higher than that now. So they're really taking off. But no one in New Zealand or even internationally has actually looked at whether this might have health consequences for babies.
Good for you. People understand how jars of food work, right? You take the lid off and then use a spoon to feed baby. How do pouches work?
Well, officially, the manufacturers are careful to recommend on the packet that what parents should do is they should take the pouch, take off the lid, squeeze the contents onto a spoon, and then spoon feed baby, just as if they were using it from taking the food from a jar or a can. But, of course, parents are really busy and also creative. So many families are actually offering the baby the pouch, and then they're soft, they're squeezable, they've got this nice nozzle on the end, so baby then squeezes the food themselves out of the pouch and then can sit and suck the fruit puree, it's usually a fruit puree, out of the pouch and consume it themselves. So less mess, less time from the parent's point of view, and anecdotally anyway, the baby seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah. And importantly, mum or dad gets two hands free to do the dishes or wipe up or whatever else.
Right. Look after the rest of the family, all the other things that need to be done. Yeah, absolutely.
So how are you going to do your research?
So we're going to recruit just over 600 whānau. So we're working with colleagues at Massey Albany up in Auckland. So they'll recruit about 300, and down here at Otago Uni we'll recruit another 300. And we're going to ask people to tell us about the sorts of foods babies eating, but also how they're being fed. So how often are they using these infant food pouches? What kind of settings do parents find them useful to use in? We'll also look at whether they're using baby-led weaning. Then we're going to collect some other information as well. So we're going to take photographs that we've got colleagues here at the dental school are going to look at in terms of the dental health of those erupting teeth, the ones that are the little baby teeth that are coming out in infancy. And we're also going to measure breast milk, look at iron status. So it's going to be a pretty thorough study.
How long will it take?
From our point of view, it's going to be probably another 2.5 to 3 years before we'll be ready to actually release our results. From the participants' point of view, there's going to be 2 to 3 contacts over about a week or two. So we're going to try and keep that manageable for them. But these studies always take a while to recruit and then to collect the data.
Yeah. Why would a food pouch be any worse or better on the teeth than taking things from a spoon from a jar?
It's actually a really good question, because when you look at the nutrient content, it's relatively similar to what you would get from a can or a jar, and the types of foods are pretty similar too. So they tend to be often fruits, but sometimes a mix of sweet vegetables or sometimes something with a little bit of meat in it. So the reason we're really concerned is because the way in which it's being delivered. So if we look at something like the size of a pouch, there are 120 grams, which is the equivalent of about 22 spoonfuls. So it's quite different to pass the pouch to baby and baby just squeezes it and sucks the food out to mum or dad sitting there and having to spoon feed in 22 spoonfuls of food. So it's quite possible that babies may end up consuming more food because they're consuming food from a pouch. So we need to think about whether that has impacts in terms of obesity. We're also worried about dental health potentially as well, because as we know from sippy cups and all these other sorts of things, and when fruit juices are offered in those, anything that means that these sort of fruit acids and fruit sugars are bathing the teeth over a prolonged period of time may increase the risk of cavities and basically damage to that new enamel as the teeth come through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's with pouches, it's much more likely to happen than if somebody is spoon feeding this food directly into the mouth. Well, the food that doesn't end up, of course, on baby's face. But yeah, spoon feeding would tend to be a more direct and quicker way for the food to be swallowed.
I can hear a chorus coming from Twitter and social media, yeah. And Louise saying, hey, parents feel guilty enough about trying to do the best thing for their baby. Now you're making them feel bad about giving them what is essentially good whole food.
Very, very good point. So definitely no, we are not wanting to do that at all, because this is a research study and we're trying to keep a completely open mind. So health professionals are saying they do have some potential concerns, and so we need to look into those. The Ministry of Health, Plunkett, Māori health providers, they all want us to look into that. But we may find that there are no health consequences, in which case it's really good for parents to know, or we may find that there's something that we do need to be a bit more concerned about. But there may even be some health benefits. So really what we need to do is find the evidence so that within parents have the information they need so they can make informed choices, because all parents, they're all busy, right, but they're also all wanting to do the best thing they can for their children. So we need to make sure we're providing them with the evidence so that they can make those choices.
Given the ubiquity of food pouches, are you surprised there hasn't been any other research on this here or around the world?
I am very surprised. It's been a wee while since I went to a conference in the UK and there was a paediatrician there very concerned about what was happening with food pouches over there. So there hasn't been research. I mean, sadly, I think part of the problem is that sometimes research on food and babies and whānau is not necessarily prioritised over some of the more, shall we say, more scientific science, or it can be perceived as being that, the more basic science, I guess. Yeah, so.
And yet the impact it has on our life is huge.
Absolutely massive. So we have all these parents who really want to know what to do for their children. We have the Ministry of Health and Plunkett who really want to know what to be advising health professionals. And the information hasn't been there. So we're actually really excited that the Health Research Council has decided to fund this work, because it's actually answering questions that families have about actually raising their children the best way they can. So it's actually really exciting that they are funding this work.
And you know that no matter how rigorous you are with your science, Professor Anne-Louise Heath, in a couple of years' time, it's going to be your face on the front page of the Daily Mail with this headline, "Food Pouches Are Killing Our Children."
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, but yes, that's something we're going to have
It'll be worldwide news if you find out negative stuff, right?
It will be. So that's going to have to be managed really very carefully. And these things are often not that simple, so we're going to have to be very careful around the messaging with that. And to be honest, we have in the past found some quite surprising results. So we've run a study just relatively recently where we're looking at children who are eating more family-type food rather than commercial infant foods. And we usually poo-poo the infant foods, don't we, that are bought, you know, commercial ones, as maybe not being as good as what happens in the family.
Mm.
But we actually found that the babies who are eating commercial infant food were having more fruits and vegetables, because the foods being eaten by the family were actually pretty low in fruit and vegetables. The rest of the family weren't really interested in fruit and vegetables. So when babies were being given family foods, they weren't getting as much as if they were eating more of the commercial type baby food. So we really do have an open mind about this. It could actually go either way. And wouldn't it be nice if something convenient and easy for parents was actually something that was also good for baby? Or, you know, maybe neutral.
Great.
But we really have to be careful and make sure we know whether that's the case or there are health risks.
Talk to you in 2021.
Lovely. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
Thanks. That's Otago University Associate Professor Anne-Louise Heath, who's been given a grant by the Health Research Council to look at the pouches which make up 70% of the baby food market in 2019.